Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for tuning in. I do know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Got a great program lined up for you today, folks. Bottom of hour number two. We'll be joined by Evangelist Alvita, Pastoral Associate with Priests for Life and founder of Speak for Life. It all begins with defending life. If we don't defend life at the beginning, that's where life begins. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Dr. Tom Barrett joins us. We'll talk about investment-grade gold. We'll talk about the issue of inflation and how you can protect yourself from it, protect your assets, and still grow your assets in the midst of all of this uncertainty. Scott Uhlinger is with us, also former station chief for the CIA. We'll talk to him a little bit about in the Middle East. He's been giving interviews over there. And then we'll also get his thoughts on some of the developments that are happening regarding January the 6th, including the idea that the congressional members who oversee prisons were out in spite of showing their congressional credentials and some of the real story that's behind that and what really happened. We'll talk about that with Scott and get his thoughts. Now, coming up right now, joining us, and I'm very pleased to have him with me, he is the author of a new book called An Inconvenient Minority, The Attack on Asian American Excellence, and The Fight for Meritocracy. He's also the president of Color Us United, which advocates for a colorblind society. He is also a key witness in Students for Fair Admission versus Harvard, and I'm going to have to help you, or help you're going to have to help me, sir, get the pronunciation right. Is it Kevin Zhu?
Oh, it's Kenny Zhu.
Kenny Zhu. Okay. I'm sorry. So I did have the last part of it right. I apologize. I messed up. Kenny, welcome. Good to have you. Thanks for being here today.
Thanks so much, Greg. I appreciate being here.
Absolutely. Talk to me, first of all, about this Harvard case. Where does that stand? The Supreme Court was taking that case up. They did not render a decision. Where is it right now?
Well, as your listeners may know, a group of Asian Americans sued Harvard for discriminating against them. And Harvard's rationale for discriminating against Asian Americans is because they don't want Asian Americans to be overrepresented at their school. Because if people on merit alone, Asian Americans would make up about 43% of the school. Instead, they make up about 18%. And an Asian American has to score about 440 points higher on the SAT to have the same chance of admission as a black person. And, you know, this case is really about, you know, to what is it acceptable to use race in admissions? Because now you're using race to favor one minority over another minority, right? It's not just about white people and black anymore. Our society is more complicated than that. And the case has progressed through the courts, through the district court, through the appeals court, and now it's actually at the Supreme Court. And if the Supreme Court takes up this case, which could be as early as October, right now they're soliciting the Biden administration's feedback on the case, then it could have the potential to change affirmative action, college admission, the meaning of race in society forever.
There's a particular visa, I think it's called the, is it the SB1? Do you know the one I'm talking about for skilled labor?
I'm vaguely familiar with it.
I'm bringing that into the conversation from this perspective. The reason that they are doing this, the reason they are bringing in foreign assistance for these high-tech positions, basically skilled positions, is because, folks, they keep the standards of education at universities in order to do this supposed diversification. No one wins, Kenny. That the bottom line here is no one wins. Asian students certainly don't win because all of their hard work is not acknowledged. Then taking and saying, hey, man, look, here's a group of individuals that really value education, that understand the importance of education, and look at the things that they're doing that are causing them to be successful. Why don't we all, as Americans, do something to work just as hard ourselves? I mean, anytime you have success in an industry, It's in the past kind of been the American way that they share some of those secrets, values, principles that they use to be successful, and then everyone wins at a higher level. This exact opposite of that.
Yeah, you know, this is just unique that people would try to attack Asian Americans for being successful at academics, right? I mean, historically speaking, we've had all kinds of ethnic groups who were successful at one thing at another, and you would just let them be successful at it. You know, Jewish Americans who were great shoemakers, you know, in the early 1900s, you know, they formed a disproportionate brunt of the shoemaking industry. Now today, you know, you have black Americans who are very successful in media, entertainment, sports in some cases, places in business as well. And so now you have Asian Americans who are good, skilled at, disproportionately skilled educationally. Why not just let them reap the rewards of what they're skilled at, right? That should be the way that we should treat people. We should treat people on the work merit that they have, not on their background. But unfortunately, we have resentment politics right now that's fueling this backlash.
Is it resentment politics or is it just a continuation of their effort to divide us up, you know, to try to create these pockets of division and derision in order to cause us to be, you know, angry with one another instead of cheering one another on?
Well, in my book, An Inconvenient Minority, which is now out in stores and Noble, I actually make the argument that the divisive identity politics that we're seeing today is actually sparked by a tribal resentment politics. You see, Harvard elites and the class at Harvard sincerely does not like the vision of their student body being 43% Asian. They think it's kind of a stain on their student body. For example, I'll tell you why I know that this is the case.
Okay.
Harvard grades applicants on three things: extracurriculars and personality. And Asian Americans score highest on academics. They score highest on extracurriculars. But then to make up for it, Harvard grades them the lowest on personality. And there's no evidence that Asian Americans are, in fact, lower personality, whatever that means. It means likability, humor, charisma, leadership. Asian Americans score just as high as whites on the alumni interviews and almost as high as whites on the teacher recommendations, yet they're lowest in personality under all of the races. So there's no objective evidence to suggest that, except for the alumni's underlying stereotype resentment against Asian American excellence.
And it would seem that they have decided what they believe is the ethnic mix that they want to see, especially in this new woke culture. Is that also of what we're dealing with?
Yeah, this is, I think so. You know, we have a new movement towards equity today, right? Equity is the idea that all of the races should be equally represented, right? Equal representation. That's what equity is. You want equal outcome. Basically, it's race communism. And if you have, for example, if an equity person would say that if there are only 6% black people in a company, that number needs to be bumped up to 13% to reflect the proportion of black Americans in this country. As we know, this is absurd because black Americans, just like every American, choose different industries. They have different skills, different talents, different levels of education. You cannot enforce equity at every level of society. But Harvard is trying to do that with its admissions process because it arrogantly believes they are the leaders of that they control and produce the next generation of leaders, and they want it to be so-called racially equitable.
Well, and it seems as though Harvard has become just like, you know, every other institution in America, where really they're just about indoctrination. They have a particular ideology that they want pushed, and so they have joined the collective and become part of an indoctrination. It's not really about attaining any kind of academic excellence or reaching for any kind of assistance to make their graduates highly successful individuals. I suppose they're a part of the club to a degree, but it's definitely not showing itself in America's corporate business world. Technology, sciences, creativity—there, you don't see evidences of the Ivy League schools making the kind of influence that they once did.
Yeah, I mean it's true. You know, you know we have this reputation for the Ivy League, prestigious universities, because supposedly they have the best student body, but that is quickly coming to challenge because the Ivy League have been discriminating against the best and most qualified for about the last 30 years, you know? So,
right.
What they have now is they have Harvard has a $40 billion endowment, a rich university, but they're increasingly training mediocre kids, right? Who are, you know, one out of three, Harvard student body members now considered legacy, meaning that they have one parent who's gone to the alumni. Children of donors now make up potentially one out of university kids. Now you have affirmative action, you have racial preferences that go with it. And, you know, people like to say race is only one factor in their admissions. Well, merit is only one factor in their admissions.
All right.
They're not.
Hold that thought
not,
for just
not
yeah.
doing it.
Hold that go thought, ahead. Kenny, for just a minute. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. When we come back, can't, because the other big issue here is you've got, you know, students that are listening to us today, parents that are listening to us today, And they're pulling their hair out saying, well, what do I do? I want to send my kid to a good school to get a good education. How do I overcome this? Let's talk about that when we get back right after this. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this Cyber Symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com.
Go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg, or call 800-662-9236.
To receive these exclusive MyPillow offers, thank you and God bless.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry?
Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover, and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
This is Adam Mundahl with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.PastorGregYoung.org to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being with us. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. My special guest is Kenny Hsu, and he has a brand new book out that you can pick up, An Inconvenient Minority. You can find it at Amazon, wherever fine books are sold. If you pick it up there, use smile.amazon and please put in Faith Harvest Church. Faith Harvest Church. Kenny, we might have, I'm sure we have students, well, as parents that are listening right now, that are hearing what you're talking about these admission scales being slanted, and whether they're Asian, whether they're white, whether they're a shade of red or brown, affecting all of us. What can parents be doing? What should they be looking for? And how do we, because I would suggest that this hurdle is not just a Harvard hurdle. This is an overall education system hurdle.
Well, I'll tell you what parents should be looking for. If your kid, if you genuinely believe your kid is an exceptional student, an exceptional kid, studies actually show that going to an Ivy League university doesn't necessarily influence your chance of long-term success. The socioeconomic income is not like this is the only thing that matters, but they matched household income for people who got rejected by Ivy League schools with people who went to Ivy League colleges over a longitudinal study, a long period of time, and they found that there was no change, statistically significant. So if your kid is genuinely, he will perform in an economy that values meritocracy. If you want prestige for your child, obviously, you know, play the game, go to the Ivy Leagues, everything like that. But it's more, I think now, especially with the way that colleges are going down and starting to judge people on race, inflict a sense of identity and grievance politics into universities, it's far more important that you scout out the university and make sure that, you know, your kid has an opportunity to thrive as a Christian, to have a good social life around people who are like-minded. It doesn't have to be everybody, but, you know, that I think that that's very important today.
And again, you know, you have an ability, if you're aware of the situation too, I guess, right? That makes a big difference as far as watching the result to see what happens. When you said October is when you believe that the case before the Supreme Court is going to get heard and potentially an answer come down.
Yes, it's going to, yeah, potentially early as October. You know, this is a case that I think is worth following no matter who you are, right? Because it has implications for the rest of the country. If you're a person who wants to, you know, get into a good college or have a good employment opportunity, you know, you want to be sure of your merit, right? On the content of your character, not the color of your skin. And unfortunately, that ideology is going down the drain.
And it's something, folks, that we have to push back against. It ties in with the whole idea of CRT and that being jammed down parents' throats. It's a racist-based concept all across the board, and we have to reject it. We absolutely have to reject it. Kenny, I thank you for the fight that you're fighting for our Asian community, but not just for the Asian community, for all of us. Make this a United States of America. God bless you, my friend. Appreciate what you're doing.
God bless you, too.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't worry, you can still get a healthcare program by signing up at Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, we are not insurance. so you can still sign up. You can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals. We have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contract, starting at only $349 per month. Go to LibertyHealthShare.org/Pastor Greg. LibertyHealthShare.org/Pastor Greg. LibertyHealthShare.org/Pastor Greg.